Track 9.
Can I also ask you about the museum in the main square? I was reading about it in my guidebook and was shocked to see that the entrance price is £23. That seems very expensive to me. Do you know why it costs so much?
Well, the museum has the only collection of Latin American art in Europe, so it's quite unique, and people come from all over the world to see the collections and special exhibitions. But that's not the reason why it's so expensive to get in. You see, the building is so old that it has started to fall apart and needs repairing. The £23 ticket cost will go towards repairing the roof and the walls.
Ah, I understand. Well, I suppose it's worth paying £23 to see such an impressive collection.
Yes, I think so too. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Actually, there is. I was wondering if you knew of any good restaurants in the local area.
Well, there are a few restaurants near the harbour and a couple on the beach overlooking the sea, which are nice. The problem is that the smell of the fish market is quite strong down by the beach and in the harbour, so sometimes tourists don't like the atmosphere.
That doesn't sound so good. And I don't think my wife would be very pleased.
I know what you mean. It's not very romantic, is it? My advice would be to go to the next town. It's bigger and the restaurant selection is wider. You can get there by taxi and it only takes about 10 minutes. The town is quite picturesque and it's very relaxing because there are fewer tourists. Is it for a special occasion?
Yes, it's my wife's birthday, so I'd like to go somewhere a bit special. Do you know any of these restaurants well enough to tell me a bit more about any of them?
Well, I know a bit about a few of them, and there are pictures in this leaflet here. This one here is lovely, the Bellevue, and it's extremely popular. It has one of the most famous chefs in the country. It's not cheap, but the standard of the food is very high. It's right by the sea, and there are wonderful views if you get a good table. Then there's the Lighthouse Cafe. You can see the picture here, which is not really a cafe at all. In fact, it's a great restaurant which is frequented by TV celebrities and actors. It has a great reputation and looks very traditional inside. It's been running for over 100 years. It's quite an institution around here.
I'm not sure about those two. They sound a bit too expensive to me. I was thinking of somewhere small where the food is good quality, but that's not too formal.
In that case, what about Harvey's? It's a small family business. The same family has run this restaurant for over a century, and it's reasonably priced and really popular with local people. The furniture is kind of old-fashioned and rustic, so it might be more what you're looking for. And there is another family-run restaurant, Stonecroft House. New owners took over a month ago, and they're getting good reviews. There's a new chef there, and the food is meant to be very good quality, and they've redecorated the dining room and bar. This leaflet has all the contact details for all the restaurants, so you can just call them if you'd like to book a table.
Great, thanks. You've been very helpful.